All right. Well, we are thanking God for his word. We know all the names of God. God has many names, and one of his names is Jehovah Rapha. And that's why we're here today, because we believe he's a God that heals us. And Jehovah, his name Jehovah Rapha means the Lord our healer. And God alone provides the remedy. How many can say it's God who has the remedy? God alone provides the remedy for mankind's brokenness through his Son, Jesus Christ. And my desire so much during this healing school is to help each one of you to understand and have an understanding of who God is and that God has a plan. All these are his names, but because we're doing healing school, we are speaking of the name that is the name concerning healing. So his name. So I want more than anything is for every one of you to realize the plan and the purpose that God has for you, that it is a good plan and healing is a part of that plan. I don't care what you're dealing with right now. He has a name that is above everything that you're dealing with. And so as your healer, he is our healer. So God alone provides the remedy for mankind's brokenness through his Son, Jesus Christ. The gospel is the physical, moral, and spiritual remedy for all people. That's why the scripture tells us without faith it's impossible to please God. He wants us to hear the word of God, understand what the word is saying, and then have faith in the word for what God has promised us. God has promised us great things, but it's a lot to do with our attitude concerning the word of God. See, I have faith in God. I ask God, you know, every day to make me more and more like him. And faith comes by what? And I applaud each one of you here today. Whether everything has worked out the way you want it to, you're here because you're here to get more faith. And faith is what pleases God. And as you learn of him, as you grow in the things of him, you can rest in him. And faith means it's the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. You haven't seen it all. We can't go by what we see, by what we feel, by what we hear. Okay, smell. What's the one left? Touch. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. So I had something I wanted to share. The sound is going to work with me. This woman of God that you're going to hear from today, and it's just an audio, so I want you to hear the audio. I want you to jot down any questions that you may have, because this is school, right? This is a healing school. So this gives you opportunity to jot down, put down any questions you might have or any comments, because we're working together here. So as she's speaking, I want you to jot down any questions, any comments that we can discuss in this class. Now, because we have FaceTime and I welcome you, I'm not sure because of the audio if it'll be able to pick up. So whatever way, I just want you to know we love you. We're glad you're joining us today. And we're believing for great things in your life because God is our healer. Okay, so again, Catherine Kuhlman, I have a special place in my heart. I was blessed as a young girl to go to her meeting. She's with the Lord right now. She's receiving her reward, but her reward is great because she had many crusades, many different all over the world, the Lord used her in the area of healing, and she believed God for it. And I was actually in several of her meetings in San Francisco, in the Bay Area, Oakland, and my mother took me to these meetings. And my mother was ill. Some of you heard me say my mother had a goiter on her neck, this growth. And in one of her meetings, and I remember us being at the Shrine Auditorium in, I believe, San Francisco, and way up in the balcony. And my mom was there, and she did not lay her hands on my mom. All she did was speak the word of God. And my mom's faith was alive, and she received her healing, and that goiter disappeared off my mom. And so, you know, there's many people that have their questions about healing, and why this and why that, and God doesn't heal anymore, and different things, but you can never convince me from the things that I saw God do that God is not a healer. And, you know, God uses different gifts, so a lot of times we get tripped up over who God is using. And you got to watch that, because the enemy don't play fair. You know, you might think, well, he's just a man just like me, or she's just a woman just like me. Who is she to be able to? No, we all are used by God in different ways. And according to our faith, we can receive through the anointing. It wasn't, and you know, if you listen to her, she knows it's God using her. She was kind of different. You know, people would probably look at her and say, you know, she's a little weird, you know, the way she carried herself. But it didn't really matter, because God used her in a very powerful way. So I was already had planned to deal with, you know, the mental state of America right now, and the mental state of the church, and mental challenges that's going on. How many know guns don't kill people? Knives don't kill people. It's the different things in mental states of different people. So it's very important that we have a good mental attitude. You would think in the church, you don't even have to say that, because, you know, we're children of God. We love God. We represent God. We talk like Jesus. We walk like Jesus. We should, because we're Christ-like. Amen? That's what a Christian is. And then, so we can't get tripped up with people who are saying they're Christians, but if they're not Christ-like, then you still love them. But you know the difference between somebody actually walking like Christ, and we don't judge people. He tells us in Matthew 7, judge not that you be not judged. Because you judging them, you might have made a mistake yourself. You don't want anybody criticizing you or talking against you. So it's just the mental attitude. We have to understand where none of us are perfect, but we should be striving to be like Christ. And our attitudes will bring greater things in our lives if they're good attitudes. If they're negative attitudes, we need to check ourselves, because we are the ones that go home with these attitudes. You know, your neighbor don't know what you're dealing with. Your person in your church don't know necessarily what you're dealing with. You have to take control of your mental attitude. And when your attitude is right, then you don't have to worry about the disease of mental illness that will come, because when anything is diseased, it's no longer at ease. Okay, that's what disease is. It's just no longer at ease. There's something that's going on that has dissed it, you know, just got it off. And in the body of Christ, God doesn't want us to have disease. He came that we would have life, and that we would have life more abundantly. And it really, a lot of it starts with our attitude. I want to tell you that I want to lay hands on you and run all the spirits out of here, of sickness and disease. But a lot of it starts with what we think. And we have to make sure that we, even if we got attacked in our bodies, for whatever reason, Lord, because my attitude is right, Lord, I don't know where this is. I don't know why it's come against me, but you are my healer. You desire that I might have life. You desire that I walk in health. You sent your word to heal me and deliver me from all destruction. So whatever this is, Lord, I thank you that you already have a plan. You are my Jehovah Rapha. You're the God that heals me and takes sickness away. So it may look like it's here, but you're getting ready, and you have already, according to the word of God, you've taken it away from me. So it's the attitude that we have. That's why I want to have this school, so we can just really work on ourselves. Not only for us to walk in health, but us to help others to realize what we have in Christ. And I know that there's so much talk, does God heal everybody? Does God, is this this or that? You know what? All you got to be concerned about is you. And what you can believe for, and what you can trust for. If you see it in the word, like I said, when my mama got healed, and I've watched God do for my family throughout the years, I saw God heal and deliver and set free. And I, because of that, I believe God. I will shut down anybody that says God doesn't heal. Now, I believe that if you don't believe to be, then it may not happen for you. But faith comes by what? So the more you hear, the more you have an open understanding and an open open desire to know more of him and to experience what he has. So, Brother Ken, can you start that tape with Catherine Kuhlman? Again, I want to encourage you to jot down any points or any questions you might have.
Very few minutes.
Catherine.
We're going to have a little heart-to-heart talk together about something that I feel concerns all of us. A great teacher once said, a good mental attitude is better than mental ability. For your attitude tells the world what you expect from life, and you will receive exactly that, no more, no less. When I said to you a second ago that the only limit to the power of God lies within you, I meant exactly that. God knows no limit to his power. He is still God Almighty. You limit him in your asking, in your lack of faith, in your attitude toward him. And the very same thing is true of life. Your attitude tells the world what you expect from life, and you'll receive from life exactly what you expect. No more, no less. Perhaps the Word of God has put the finger on the secret. Oh, sure, you know it. Perhaps you didn't know exactly where to find it in the Word of God. But it's there in Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, the 7th verse. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. In other words, as a man thinketh, his mental attitude, so is that person. A thought precedes a deed. You want to know something? Every normal man or woman longs more keenly for love, for warm friendship, admiration, human responsiveness from his fellows than for anything else in life.
Can you stop it?
Okay. But what men...
Okay, great. It's so much already, right? Whew. I mean, it's more, but I just want to stop right there and give you an opportunity to just chew on it. Chew on it. The scripture talks about us muttering the word, and what she's brought out is our mental attitude is far more important and will actually determine, it's more important than our abilities. See, a lot of times we got a lot of talents, we have a lot of gifts, but if your mental attitude is jacked up, a lot of people aren't able to succeed in life. It's not because they're not smart. It's not because they're not gifted. It's not because they aren't great people. But what has been put in your mind? What are you allowing to feed your mind? So it says your mental attitude outweighs your ability. Because you got the ability, but if your mind tells you you don't and you can't do, and that's why we ask you to come on a regular basis to renew your mind. You're here because you know your mind needs to be renewed with the Word of God. I got to get back. Every single day, we have an opportunity to obey God or disobey God. every day you have an opportunity to wake up and say, Lord, this is a day you've made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Or you wake up and say, why did you let me live today, Lord? I wish you hadn't let me die. Depending on what you're thinking. So, any comments, anything that you've written down? Because I think it's great to be able to discuss. Okay, Kim. Come on, get in the mic.
I've written down that to have a good attitude tells you what to receive in life. I said, like you said, the benefit of who heals all your diseases is God. You said a good attitude tells you what to receive in life. And I say, if you're a child of God, one of the benefits is healing. He's the one who heals all your diseases. And he sends his word. And that we can heal the sick.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have attended many of Catherine Kuhlman's services because she was from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And so, but what I got out of what she said was, what you expect is what you receive. Mm-hmm. So you got to expect more if you're looking for more. Mm.
What you're expecting in life, what you're expecting in as far as your healing, what you're expecting in others. You know, you got to expect more. You got to believe. The Bible says love believes all things. You know, because we're children of God, and she's going to get into that, because we're children of God, we should be believing for good in other people. Yet they may come at you wrong or ugly, but because my love is so big, and that's how we learn how to get past bad attitudes, because of the love that's in us. The scripture says the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by his Spirit. His Spirit makes us to love and expect. I expect great things. I expected things when they weren't great. But because I serve a great God, I believed. And even for each one of you, whether you even see yourselves achieving in life, I see it for each one of you. And you're here because you love God. And I know everything works together for good. To those that love God who are called according to his purpose. Each one of you are called according to his purpose, his plan. And as we learn how to expect behind having the right attitude, I believe. You know, if we get up and we say, you know, Lord, I just thank you because I couldn't do this yesterday. Maybe the whole manifestation hasn't come. But I thank you, Lord, that I feel, you know, I'm breathing better or I'm walking better or I can bend over here. You might not be able to bend tomorrow, but right now I can bend. I'm just saying, there's different things. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Amen. So, Father, we thank you and praise you for this school. Father, we're learning. We're continually learning. We're continually growing. We're muttering your word. Lord, you said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Lord, our thoughts are right. Before you, Lord, we want to think right things. We thank you for the whole armor of God that we have on that helmet of salvation. We are operating according to your word as far as us having on that helmet of salvation. We know that your preservation and your soundness and your deliverance, Lord, deliver us from anything that the enemy is trying to plague us with. We thank you, Lord, that we have it. Our thoughts are on you. And most of all, Lord, we walk in love. Thank you for revealing who you are to us every day because you are love. The more we know you, the more we walk in love. And we give you praise and glory for how we could continually move on to be who you called us to be, Thank you, Father, for everyone in here whose body is being attacked in Jesus' name, that they hear your word, God, and as they walk in love, they are praising you and they're thanking you that you have already sent your word to heal them. They are thanking you for the things that they're able to do and not thinking of the things they can't do. They are thanking you for what you've done already and what you're getting ready to do. They see themselves whole. In the name of Jesus, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, they have no malfunctioning parts. They are healed and whole and serving you with a whole heart, with a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.